Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Bet Sweats Friday morning. So we're breaking down all the NFL and college football plays throughout the morning. It's been too long since we've talked to Gio Gallant, a friend over at the Action Network. He's on social media on X at GDog5000, and he's got Action Playbook Live every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to get you set for the day in the NFL prop betting. Jill, how you been? And why don't you, it's been a while since we've talked, so why don't you remind our audience what exactly you hone in on when it comes to betting the NFL? You don't do sides or totals. You've got other angles.
Yeah, and again, I think it was I was supposed to come back on the show in week two, and my schedule it didn't work out. So I'm glad that I could get back on here because it was August, I think, the last time I got to come on the show with you guys. So with myself, it's not that I don't necessarily focus on sides and totals so much, but because a lot of my work is focused on the touchdown market, anytime touchdown market, interception props, because I'm focusing so much on those markets, the time spent is just not as much there on the sides, but you do have to at least take that stuff into consideration when you are betting touchdown props. Cause you know, if a team is a big underdog, maybe there could be a likelihood, maybe they're throwing a little bit more in the second half, which could lead itself to being more for touchdown props. And of those touchdown props, what I do now, so every Sunday I used to host the touchdown show. That's what I would give out, my favorite touchdown props, all that cool stuff. But now that's actually shifted to Thursday nights, and I'm actually co-hosting it with Chris Raybon and Sean Kerner, and that gets now published on the Action Network YouTube page and Action Network podcast. And then, of course, we're doing Action Playbook Live each Sunday morning. But yeah, touchdown props every week, interception props. Last night was a bit of a snoozer for touchdown props from a Broncos Raiders standpoint. I was just happy that I was able to cash in on that Bo Nix interception.
So our audience, we've tried to train to not make these massive parlays because they don't hit. When you're parlaying seven things together, odds are against you, and the books know that, but they want you to do that. So let's say we're building a three-leg parlay. Let's do this over the course of this segment.
Sure.
Let's build a three-leg touchdown score. Your first pick would be who? If we're building a three-teamer, who's the first guy you're looking at?
It's got to be Trey McBride right now. Trey McBride, to me, is playing the best at the position in the NFL. And it's crazy because I've written off Jacoby Brissett probably three different times in his career. And now playing with the Cardinals, he has just given McBride a whole new life. Three games with him as the starter, 32 targets, four end zone targets, four touchdowns. The Seahawks, though, they are a bit of a tougher challenge, which is why we're getting Trey McBride anywhere around like plus 220 right now. But they do play a lot of zone and a lot of too high safety, both of those at the top three rate, and he leads the team in targets per route run against both of those coverages. So I think Trey McBride is a great first leg for this parlay.
Okay, yeah, McBride. Sir, I noticed the same thing with Murray. It's like, okay, this guy's productive. How come he's not getting into the end zone? And then all of a sudden, Brissett comes in. He's get four touchdowns in a matter of three games. So that's been cashing at a very good rate.
Yeah, it's crazy when the quarterback could see over the line of scrimmage, right?
Yes, it's very true, very true. I think there's going to be scoring in Bears-Giants. What do you think? If there is scoring, that means a lot of touchdowns are hitting.
Yeah, and I think the main thing with the Bears offense is, like, I loved Roma Dunze coming into this year, very high on him, and you could get his touchdown odds at the beginning of the year, anything over plus 200. But right now what's happening is a lot of teams are blanketing coverage over to him. And even though he does thrive against man coverage, which the Giants play at the second highest rate, a lot of single high safety, it's actually Olamide Zaccheaus, who I would actually pivot to, who's around plus 425. 15 targets over the last two games with three red zone targets. He caught his first touchdown last week against the Bengals. And Rome Odunze, he leads the team in targets per route run against man coverage, but it's actually Zacchaeus who's second on the team ahead of, you know, DJ Moore, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden. So the Giants as well, their pass defense, eight passing touchdowns allowed over the last three games. They're bottom five in targets, catches, and yards to wide receivers. So this isn't me saying don't take Rome Odunze. This is saying that Olamide Zacchaeus, anything over plus 400 is great value in that game.
Okay, so you like that, but I can tell, and I know you. I know you don't love that. So let's get back to what we were doing. McBride is the first. McBride's number one. Okay. Who's two and three? Let's build this out.
All right. Well, if we're going to start with something maybe a little bit lower odds, then I think we just go with Juwan Jennings right now with the 49ers. Right now, he is the wide receiver one in this offense. People do kind of forget, but last year, he cooked that Rams team when he was the wide receiver one after Ayuk went out, three touchdowns over almost 200 yards receiving. And I love the odds that we're getting right now on Juwan Jennings at plus 245 in a game that I think is going to be a little bit more higher scoring, and especially from a Niners standpoint who have to try to keep pace with this Rams offense. If you're looking for more chalky, Kyren Williams right now is at around plus 120. That's probably the one that I love the most, but Juwan Jennings in that game is offering the best value.
All right, so you got your three, Sam? He likes three.
So we could do Kyren Williams and Trey McBride. Those could be the first two. We could start with that.
Okay. Oh, so Jennings is out then. Okay, all right.
I love Jennings, but it sounds like you want me to give you somebody that's a little bit more closer to like plus 120, plus 130.
No. I never said that. I said give me three. Utah gets two. I need three. So, all right. Okay. So McBride. And who's two?
Juwan Jennings, then. We're going with Juwan Jennings.
Jennings, okay.
Oh, okay.
So now we need a third.
No, I'm going with what my heart is. I thought I was trying to concede to you because it sounded like when I brought up the Zacchaeus angle, you're like, yeah, it sounds like a bit of a stretch there. So Jennings, let's see Jennings.
I didn't think you liked it, though. If you like Zacchaeus, by all means, maybe I was wrong. I apologize.
Okay, so let's use those two as the first two legs of the parlay.
Okay.
Here's one, the final one. This is a he's due pick because everybody loves that. That's the bartender angle, right, Sam? Like, you know, he's due. So Dalton Schultz right now with the Texans. Yes. He's around 3-1. The Jags defense, 25th in defensive DVOA from FTN to tight ends this year, eight touchdowns to the position. Davis Mills is starting. I don't think it's going to be that much of a downgrade from Stroud. I'm not saying Stroud isn't good, but Davis Mills, give him a week of practice. I think they'll be able to move the ball on this Jaguars defense. And I think Schultz is going to be that kind of safety blanket. He's second on the team in target share, second most routes run. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet this year, so this is the ultimate he is due game for Dalton Schultz.
Okay. I got the math, Joe. I got the math.
You got
ready?
It? Go.
Jennings, Schultz, McBride. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. 35-1.
Whoa.
I love it.
That's a good one.
That's very reminiscent. What I do every week, Sam, so I do a touchdown parlay every week for Action Network, but what we do is we call it the 180 challenge because one of the things you said off the top was that, you know, parlays, they can feel and more than likely a little bit of a sucker bet sometimes. So what I've done is I've developed a system where you bet $10 a parlay per week, a touchdown prop, but it's got to be 18-1 or higher. And if you hit one, you're essentially – like at house money, like you're making house money at that point. So that's what I would do is that if you're always looking for a touchdown parlay each week, just stick to $10. You could put it at 18-1 or higher. And then that way you could scratch that itch without really, you know, overextending your bankroll on those kinds of things.
Okay. With Gio Gallant here on BetSweats, Joe O, Sammy P. International game, Falcons, Colts. Neither of us set like the side or the total. But is there a touchdown or interception prop that we should play?
Well, I definitely think there's a Colts touchdown prop that I love in this game, and that's Alec Pierce. Right now, he's around plus 260. I think he's going to be a very popular play this week, especially with A.D. Mitchell now traded, because generally Pierce's stock has always gone up when A.D. Mitchell is out or vice versa. Well, he is the Colts' deep threat. He's coming off a 16-target game. He plays the most snaps of any Colts wide receiver, and the big thing about the Falcons, a lot of zone, but they play single high safety at the highest rate in the NFL. He leads the Colts in targets per route run and yards per route run against single high safety looks. So I think he's going to catch a bomb, long bomb touchdown over the top on that defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You also dabble. You were one of the first people that I've ever talked to that was literally handicapping interception props. And I thought, he's probably onto something. But then when you started betting them and winning them, they started making everybody favor to throw a pick. So you probably helped ruin the market on interceptions. Does anything stand out this week for INTs?
Yeah, Sam, 2 years ago, you could get plus money interception props pretty regularly. Like, there was an average of about 12 to 13 quarterbacks. Now, you probably get 5 or 6 per week, and a lot of the time, it's not a great matchup for them. Their pass attempts market is pretty low. It's just a difficult spot to be in. But there's two props this week that I love for interceptions, and one of them is mostly priced. The other one is just for the matchup. The one that I love from a price standpoint this week, Josh Allen right now is around 2-1 to throw an interception. And I guess why I'm looking at this from a price standpoint is it's a bit unsettling for me when a quarterback has higher odds to throw an interception than to score an anytime touchdown. Like, that's, to me, that's already like a red flag. There's only two quarterbacks that really applies to, and that's Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. Well, Josh Allen, in all 8 seasons, he averages at least 20 turnover-worthy plays in the NFL. Last year, when he won MVP, he cut that down to 15 turnover-worthy plays. Well, this year, there's a little bit more positive luck coming, I think, because he only has 4 this year, and that's just not sustainable given the way that he plays quarterback, especially from a Dolphins standpoint. They're a bit of a mess defensively, but they blitz at the 4th highest rate in the NFL. They've gotten some recent games where they've had, 30% pressure per drop back. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to look at Josh Allen here, because last year, 11 of the 15 turnover-worthy plays that he had came on from pressure. And to me, that's just not sustainable where he's at this point. So again, at plus 190 in a divisional game on the road, this is, to me, I thought this was going to be closer to a coin flip, maybe plus 110. So we're getting plus 190 right now for Josh Allen to throw an interception in Miami.
There are some games, Joe, that have ugly totals. We're talking sub 40. The Browns and the Jets, Jaguars and the Texans. I mean, bad games, right? But what I'm thinking in your world, like, do you look at it and say, yeah, that's bad, but maybe I can find something here because I should get better numbers because there shouldn't be many touchdowns in these games? Or do you focus on those high total games?
Well, I think it goes both ways. With the low total games, a lot of the time what I like to do is look at the top guys to see how they're grading against the expected scores. So if the Jets are, only expected to score 17 points, but Garrett Wilson is plus 160, that doesn't make any sense. There's not enough touchdowns to go around. Whereas this week, he's around plus 240 to score a touchdown. And that's actually a little bit better where you're looking at that with Justin Fields at quarterback, because the Browns, they play man coverage at a top 3 rate. And Garrett Wilson has caught all of his touchdowns against man coverage this year. And 3 of the 4 touchdowns were scored with Justin Fields at quarterback. So this Browns defense, you can look through the splits. It's weird. At home, they're sensational. On the road, they give up so many points and a ton of touchdowns to wide receivers as well. So a lot of the time when I see a low total game like that, I like to look at the studs, see where their odds are and cross-reference it. And if it's value still on some of those higher end guys, then we'll go there. But if not, then we'll just start looking at the long shot angles. And right now for Browns Jets, unless you want to like take a shot on Dylan Gabriel at like 14-1, I would steer clear of any long shots in that game.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that game. I can just not watch it, not follow it. We got to talk about it, but I'm good. I'm going to ask you about the Chiefs. And I know that you do a lot of props, but you're a smart guy. You're going to answer this question. Fine.
Sure.
The Chiefs are 5-4, and they're favored to win the AFC. When I say that out loud, what's your reaction to that?
That sounds crazy. Like, you know, the 5-4. And I think the fact right now that KC is not likely to get the one seed, like at this rate. So they're going to have to go on the road. Now, we've watched them do that, go on the road to Buffalo and Baltimore and then go on to win the Super Bowl. But that's a tough road for any AFC team that, you know, is probably just like a lot of teams, one injury away from, you know, being regressed here. But I will say at the AFC, it's still at the top. I think you still, in a neutral site game or even just on the road, you would probably still take the Chiefs over Baltimore. You'd probably still take the Chiefs over the Bills. So it makes sense for why you would probably take the Chiefs in those spots and why they're still favored. But yeah, at 5-4, that's a very tricky spot for them to be able to win the AFC, given that they're probably going to have to go on the road for each game.
Joe, we've got about a minute left. Anything for Monday Night Football? Should be a pretty good one, Packers-Eagles.
I mean, it's pretty chalky, but anytime you can get Jalen Hurts at plus money to rush for a touchdown, you almost have to take it. I mean, he's around plus 140 right now. I get that, you know, the Packers defense is going to be a little bit stronger, but there's just so many outs for him to be able to score a touchdown. He could scramble for one inside the 10-yard line. He could get the tush push. There could be a DPI in the end zone that would just set him up as well. So given the fact that Jalen Hurts only has 5 touchdowns this year, and he has had running back numbers for each of the last 3 seasons where he's had 12 to 15 rushing touchdowns, I think there's some positive regression coming on that front. This could be a game where he ends up scoring maybe like 2 or 3.
Gilles Gallant, check him out over at the Action Network. He has Action Playbook Live Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern. Follow him on socials at GDog5000. Thank you, Gilles. Best of luck this weekend, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. Always appreciate coming on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, our 2-minute drill. Some of the games we did not spend a lot of time on, and we'll find out where the room is at this weekend, NFL and college. That's next on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.